The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on krishnapath.org. The Laws of Nature, Chapter 1, Part 4, God and His Energies. The Ishopanishad explains that whatever we see, whether animate or inanimate, is controlled by the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna says the same thing in the Bhagavad Gita 9.10, that his energies are managing everything. And the Vishnu Purana confirms, Ekadasa stita yagnir jyotisna vitstanini yata, quote, as heat and light are distributed all around by a fire situated in one place, so the whole creation is a manifestation of energies expanded from the Supreme Lord, end quote. For example, the sun is in one place, but it is distributing its heat and light all over the universe. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is distributing his material and spiritual energies all over the creation. The spiritual energy is present in this temporary material world, but it is covered by the material energy. For example, the sun is always shining in the sky. No one can stop the sun from shining, but it is sometimes covered by a cloud. When this happens, the sunshine on the ground is dim. The more the sun is covered, the dimmer the sunlight. But this covering of the sun is partial. All the sunshine cannot be covered. That is not possible. An insignificant portion of the sunshine may be covered by a cloud. Similarly, this material world is an insignificant portion of the spiritual world that is covered by the material energy. And what is the material energy? The material energy is just another form of the spiritual energy. It manifests when there is an absence of spiritual activity. Again, the analogy of the sun and the cloud. What is a cloud? It is an effect of the sunshine. The sunshine evaporates water from the sea and a cloud is formed. So the sun is the cause of the cloud. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is the cause of this material energy, which covers our vision of Him. In this way, two energies are working in this material world, the spiritual energy and the material energy. The material energy consists of 8 material elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. These are arranged from the grosser to the finer. Water is finer than earth, fire is finer than water, etc. So, the finer the element, the more powerful it is. For example, at the speed of the mind, you can go many thousands of miles within a second. But even more powerful than the mind is the intelligence, and even more powerful than the intelligence is spiritual energy. What is spiritual energy? That is stated by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 7.5. Aparyam itastvanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhutam. Quote, beyond this inferior material energy is another energy which is spiritual. It comprises the living entities. End quote. We living entities are also energy, but superior energy. How are we superior? Because we can control the inferior energy, matter. Matter has no power to act on its own. The big airplane can fly so nicely in the sky, but unless the spiritual energy, the pilot, is there, it is useless. The jet plane would sit in the airport for thousands of years. It will not fly unless the small particle of spiritual energy, the pilot, comes and touches it. So, what is the difficulty in understanding God? If there are so many huge machines that cannot move without the touch of the spiritual energy, the living being, then how could you argue that this whole material energy works automatically, without any control? Who would put forward such a foolish argument? Therefore, those who cannot understand how this material energy is being controlled by the Supreme Lord are less intelligent. The godless men who believe in this, that this material energy is working automatically, are fools. The statement of the Ishopanishad is that, quote, everything animate or inanimate is controlled and owned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, end quote. Because he is the supreme controller, He is also the supreme proprietor. In our practical experience, we see that the man who controls a business establishment is the proprietor. Similarly, since God is the controller of this material world, he is also its proprietor. This means that as far as possible, we should engage everything in the Lord's service. Then what about our own needs? That is explained in the Ishopanishad, quote, "One should accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota, and one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong," end quote. Krishna consciousness means to understand things as they are. So, if we simply understand these principles, we will be well situated in Krishna consciousness.